You're listening to 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. The Friends University Spring Ballet is this weekend, and the event brings together new choreography and new music. One of the players involved in the event says that the collaboration has been a learning process for all involved. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with musician Susan Mayo about the performance and has more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
First Century Projects is a new collaboration between Wichita musicians and the Friends University Ballet. The project brings together rock band Spirit of the Stairs, composer Vaughn Hansen, and a string quartet led by cellist Susan Mayo. And according to Mayo, it was Friends University Ballet director Stan Rogers who conceived the program.
He, I think, originally heard Spirit of the Stairs and really liked them. He loves their music. And he and I were actually at one of their performances last spring and got talking about how cool it would be to collaborate on something. And I have a string quartet that does some interesting things. And so conversation started. And then there's a percussionist at Friends, Vaughn Hansen, that does a lot of electronics work. So Stan pooled everybody together and said, why don't we have some original things, some favorites of yours, and we'll put the musicians on stage, and then we'll do a grand finale with everybody all together.
First Century Projects brings together musicians from both the rock and classical world, but it's also a confluence of improvised and composed music. Mayo and Hansen took original work from Spirit of the Stairs guitarist Torn Anderson and arranged it for the unique configuration that the ballet would use. They then presented ideas to Stan Rogers, and Rogers, Mayo says, became an integral part of the composition process.
And Stan would listen to it and he'd go, oh, can I have a soaring cello part here? And can I have a measure of 5/8 here? So there's things that he put, so it's interesting. And, you know, this is the tempo that we would like. So he's been in on a lot of the rehearsals, I think all of the rehearsals that we've done together. So it's been a fun process to see it evolve. Musician. I think he played percussion, played in an orchestra when he was in college and when he was younger. So he's a good musician and he knows that and he understands, you know, when you say, okay, we're going from 9/8 in 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 5/8 to 6, you know, and he'll go through the whole piece and count out all the beats and this is how many beats and how many measures. And again, it's intriguing to see how a dancer's perspective of music and the way they organize it is different than how we do it. So that's been fun to look at and to work with.
The classically trained cellist says that working with a rock band featuring musicians who were working from memory and not musical charts was equally eye-opening.
I've been so impressed by them because it'll be like, you know, Torn will play something. Can you do this? And it'll be like, and then like 2 seconds later, they have it, you know, and then they remember. And to me, it's hard to fathom that kind of memory and that kind of oral memory. They have a lot of multi-rhythm layer things that they do, you know, like one of the movements that we're doing starts out in 6 and then someone comes in and overlays a pattern of 7 on top of that and then someone comes in and overlays a pattern of 9 on top of that. And so it's really very complicated. When you just kind of listen to it just off the top of your head, it's like, oh yeah, that's nice.
Music from Spirit of the Stairs and Vaughn Hansen is part of 21st Century Projects, but so is Mayo's own string quartet. She's joined in that endeavor by violinists Rob Lauren and John Harrison, as well as violist Elizabeth Wallace. She points out that the intention of the group was always to expand the boundaries of what a classically inspired group could explore.
Originally, the idea was that everybody improvised, and that was why we got the quartet together. And in the piece that we're doing, there's improvisatory sections. Both Rob and John get, and that's fun. And both John and Rob are fabulous improvisers, and it's just fun.
Coming together of a diverse group of musicians and dancers is central to 21st century projects. It is also a celebration of Wichita talent. And maybe a little more.
It's a happening. It's not just, you know, a performance, because it's this collaboration of all these people and just a really interesting concept of having the musicians on stage with the dancers, and to have so many different types of musicians all on one stage together, I think, is a really intriguing event. It will be great.
First Century Projects at Friends University's Spring Ballet is this Friday and Saturday evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.